From New England Public Media, this is El Puerto Rico, The Rich Port. New works by Puerto Rican composers performed by the Victory Players. Coming up in this hour, we'll premiere six new works inspired by Puerto Rico. I'm Tien Huy Ng, music director of the Victory Players. Since 2018, the Victory Players have commissioned new works by Puerto Rican composers. Typically, we premiere the compositions in Holyoke, Massachusetts, home to a large Puerto Rican community. El Puerto Rico, the Rich Port, is a project of the Massachusetts International Festival of the Arts that celebrates the rich history and culture of Puerto Rico. Because of the pandemic, for the past 2 years, we've been unable to present these pieces in concert. Works commissioned in 2020 were presented virtually, while compositions commissioned for the spring of 21 were recorded at the Fraser Performance Studio at WGBH in Boston for a series of videos and this radio program. The Victory Players are an ensemble of young musicians from around the country and include violinist Ellie Toyota, clarinetist Eric Schultz, percussionist Robert Rocheteau, flutist Giovanni Perez, cellist Claire Monfredo, and pianist Nathan Ben Yehuda. We'll begin with a piece by Omar Zurillo entitled Pitoro, a work inspired by Omar's childhood memories of the island.
The three pieces that I've composed for the MIFA projects have all been this nostalgic look back of my youth in Puerto Rico, because I was 11 years old when I moved from Puerto Rico to Florida. And so I wanted to reflect back on the memories that I had as a kid growing up in Puerto Rico. One of the things that you might want to listen for are some of the tropical sounds in the music, as far as like the percussion part has maracas, timbales, and a lot of the musical language within the piece has moments of the sort of syncopation that I remember hearing when I was little growing up at different parties and family events.
Here are the Victory Players performing Omar Zurillo's Pitoro.
Thank you.
That was Omar Surillo's Pitorro. Our next work is by Tony Solitro. Tony's Canción Exaltada was inspired by the liberation poetry of the famed Puerto Rican nationalist poet Julia de Burgos.
There are specific poems that I was responding to in each section of the piece. And the opening has to do with a voice coming into being. And I like to think about the voice in both literal and figurative senses, but also individual artistic voices, like Julia's voice, as it's growing, as she's figuring out who she is and developing her own identity, but also the voice of a people as they're coming together. That's what the opening is about that voice coming into being. In the middle is where I'm tapping into the joy. It's almost like a protest chant. There's a tune that will come back several times throughout the middle section. And I would say it's a joyful protest chant. The ending, I was responding to a poem that is more personal about her voice and her voice as a poet and it feeling small. And so I'm responding to a poem specifically about that question that she puts out into the world about the value of art and joy and having a small voice and what can that do in such a big world. I was the quietest one, the voice with almost no echo. The conscience spread in a syllable of anguish, scattered and tender, through all the silences. I was the quietest one, the one who leapt from earth with no more weapon than a verse. And here you see me, stars, scattered and tender, with his love in my breast.
Here's Tony Solitro's Canción Exaltada.
Thank you.
Inspired by the poetry of Julia de Burgos, that was Tony Salitro's Canción Exaltada. Our next work is Belén, a sacred chant to my ancestors by Johanny Navarro. Drawing on the rich musical heritage of Afro-Puerto Rican music, Johanny's work honors the legacy and heritage of her ancestors and incorporates the rhythms of La Bomba, a Puerto Rican dance rooted in the island's African heritage.
When I started as a composer, I would hear the music in my head in these Afro-Caribbean styles. The most complicated thing is translating that into what we call classical music or art music. In this case, what we call bomba, which is traditional music style folklore in Puerto Rico, I use that as a base because Belén is actually a toque de bomba. And I use that rhythm and I exploit that in the melody, the harmony, and of course the rhythm. So I try to translate that drumming, that rhythm pattern in the different instruments that I have. In this case, flute, clarinet, piano, percussion, and violin and cello. So I translate all of that rhythms and just put that in their instruments. And I'm trying to evoke, in some sense, this idea of the drumming. And that's how I get inspired of all of these rhythms that are beautiful and just trying to translate that.
Here's Johanny Navarro's Belén.
Thank you.
Belén, by Johanny Navarro, performed by the Victory Players. You're listening to El Puerto Rico, new works by Puerto Rican composers. I'm Tien Huy Ng, music director of the Victory Players. Next up is What My Mother Wrote by Christian Quiñones. The work, which originally premiered in Holyoke, Massachusetts in 2019, is an intimate look at the miracle of life and the love between a mother and a son. The work was inspired by a request that Christian made to his mother.
I asked my mother to write whatever she wanted, and she wrote this short poem about becoming a mother for the first time and how it was a really scary situation. So I wrote a piece about that, about motherhood, especially motherhood viewed through the lens of a Puerto Rican mother. I wasn't expecting you, but when I had you, it was love at first sight. I felt your heart beating. In my heart, a new woman was born. Sensible, fearful of all the dangers, wary and protective. Between us, there is a dedication, a disinterested love, a pure feeling. There is nothing in this world compared to my love to you, to transform my world.
Here's the first movement of Christian Quiñones' composition, What My Mother Wrote. That was the first movement of Christian Quiñones' composition, What My Mother Wrote, performed by the Victory Players. You can hear the entire piece in the video recorded at WGBH on the New England Public Media website at nepm.org. Our next work is Nadie Puede Dar Lo Que No Tiene, or No One Can Give What They Don't Have, by Armando Bajolo. The title of the work is a quote from the 19th century Puerto Rican independence leader, Dr. Ramon Emeterio Betances.
Ramon Emeterio Betances was a doctor in mid-19th century Puerto Rico. He is celebrated and remembered as an important nationalist leader during the mid-19th century push for independence from the Spanish crown. And the phrase comes from actually a meeting of the organizers. In this meeting, it was agreed that they would ask for independence from Spain or certain additional rights. And the phrase, nobody can give what they do not have, meaning that Spain is not going to be giving you something that they don't have. They're not going to give you extra rights because they don't want to. They don't have them to give. They're not interested in it. The politics of colonization are still very prevalent in Puerto Rico, and the question of the status keeps coming up. And especially after the 2020 election, when the issue of Puerto Rican statehood has come up, especially in the context of U.S. politics, it sort of felt like the right thing to write about.
Here's the Victory Players performing an excerpt of Armando Bajolo's Nadie Puede Dar Lo Que No Tiene, No One Can Give What They Don't Have.
Thank you.
That was an excerpt of Nadie puede dar lo que no tiene. No one can give what they don't have, by Armando Baggiolo. To see and hear the entire piece, visit nepm.org. Our final composer is J.J. Peña Aguayo. J.J.'s Prince of Lost Breath was inspired by the international response to the death of George Floyd in 2020 and incorporates the drums, dance, and musical elements of the bomba.
The concept of the lost breath has to do with the tragic death of George Floyd, a horrible sound of a man saying, I can't breathe, right? In Puerto Rico, in the town of Loíza, there was a very special protest using a folk genre from there called bomba, which represents black identity inside the Puerto Rican identity. Bomba is one of those tools which the black race in Puerto Rico uses to demand to be in first line of Puerto Rican identity. I just thought everything was so poetical, inspiring, I had to let it go into the work. I do not mean for this work to be sad. On the contrary, it's my hope for change.
For J.J. Peña Aguayo's Prince of Lost Breath, the victory players are joined by Bomba da Aquí, featuring dancer Brenda Cepeda and drummers Saúl Peñalosa, Julián Gersten, and special guest, the composer himself, J.J. Peña Aguayo.
Thank you.
That was J.J. Peña Aguayo's Prince of Lost Breath, performed by the Victory Players with special guests Bomba de Aquí, drummers Saul Peñalosa and Julian Gersten, dancer Brenda Cepeda. The Victory Players are Nathan Ben-Yehuda on piano, Claire Monfredo on cello, Giovanni A. Perez on flute, Robert Rocheteau on percussion, Eric Schultz on clarinet, and Eli Toyota on violin. Thanks to all of our composers, J.J. Peña Aguayo, Armando Baggiolo, Johanny Navarro, Cristian Quiñones, Tony Solitro, and Omar Zurillo. Special thanks to WGBH Music, Antonio Oliart Ross, audio engineer, Brian McCreath, producer, Alan McClellan, associate producer, Mary Kate DeSantis, production manager, and Anthony Rudell, executive producer. Thanks also to the Massachusetts International Festival of the Arts, Don Sanders, executive artistic director, Kathy McKean, managing director, and Angela M. Santiago, ensemble manager. The Renaissance Fanfare was composed by Ivan Enrique Rodriguez. For New England Public Media, the producer of events is Marie Wachter. This radio broadcast was produced by John Vosey. To see videos of all of the work featured on this program, as well as additional performances, visit nepm.org. I'm Tianhui Ng. Thank you for listening. This program is a production of New England Public Media in collaboration with the Massachusetts International Festival of the Arts.